Charles, what are the two most important factors that create great teams?
Trust and caring. Do you trust your teammates? Do you care about them? This is such a rare commodity. We are in the corporate environment so busy with looking after ourselves, we cease to care about our colleagues. Some years ago, I did work for a government department, the Department of Human Services. This department is responsible for caring for Victorians who can't care for themselves. A team of 65 talented human beings were not getting along well. They weren't functioning well as a team. And I said to them, how can you possibly care for outsiders whom you don't know if you don't care for your colleagues in this place? And the leader of the team said it was remarkable how that one wake-up call reminded these people that, hey, we are human beings. Every one of your team members is a human being. Do you choose to care for that person? Great organisations, successful organisations, the best organisations, care for their clients, care for their customers. I put to you that that level of caring for clients will be no more than the level of caring within the organisation. Now, who do we care for? Another word in the non-corporate world is love. Who do you love? And I ask audiences, think of your spouse, think of someone you love, think of your children. Do they have any weaknesses? Do they have any behaviours that annoy you? And of course the answer is yes, every one of us has weaknesses. And I find yet in companies that people go, I used to care for that person, but he made a mistake, she made a mistake, she was rude, and I ceased to care about that person. That's the great challenge of caring, to care for people who are not perfect. And none of us are perfect. When you care, what happens is you unleash part of the human psyche, the human soul. All of us want to be cared for. All of us want to be cared about. The other commodity is trust. You see, one of the steps to create great teams is to have open and honest communication. How open and honest is the communication in your organization? Think of the great teams you've been a part of. How honest was the communication? And when people trust each other, there's a chance that you get the truth. How do you build trust? You build trust like a brick wall, brick by brick. You can't just tell people to trust me. I used to practice law for 20 years, you know. People would say, hey, I'm a lawyer, you can trust me. People who demand to be trusted, I believe, are the least trustworthy. You build trust by saying, I will do this, and you do it. That's one brick. You keep your promises. You become reliable. And within a team in an organization, you say, I will do that. I will turn up on time. I will be there for you. I will help you. And slowly trust happens. And in that environment, you start to get this wonderful commodity of open and honest communication. Sometimes in world-class sporting teams, where a team that used to be great starts to perform badly, and they start to lose a few competitions, a few games, coaches will be asked, what did you do? And they say, we had a truth-telling session. We decided to speak the truth to each other. In Melbourne, in the AFL, this has happened a number of times where teams, the players are having trouble, the team's having trouble, and the coach is really struggling, and finally the dam breaks, and finally people build up the courage to speak the truth. And often that truth is, hey, some of you are bludging. Some of you aren't committed. I don't trust you. I'm not going to trust you that I'm going to put in all of my heart and soul into this team if you're not. So if you start to understand trust and caring and you're part of this team, you then go, what am I going to do to make me a trustworthy person? And secondly, what am I going to do to care about my teammates? Some people who have been hurt in relationships, they go, I'm never going to care for somebody else because I was hurt in this relationship. I found in my own life that it is much better first to give caring, first to care about others. Then, magically, it seems to come back to us. So I challenge you, in any team that you are in, choose to care about your colleagues and choose to trust them and choose to become trustworthy. And I promise you that that will unleash an enormous amount of energy.